Okay, today we learned Brachas Daf Lamed Beis at the top of the Yamar and Lamed Beis Amar Alf. The Gemara tells us in Molei Shalosh Mikros Halol and Nismotu Raglayim Shal Sonei Yisrael that had it not been for three psukim that point to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer Hara, we'd be in big trouble when dealing with the fact that we've done Averos. Our greatest defense is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara then tells us that what led us to Avera in the first place, the Chet HaEgel in particular, was Bishvil Kesev Izov Sheishpata Lehem LeYisrael Ad Sha'amrudai Hu Garam Sha'asu Ezeh. All the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the fact that he spoiled us and he gave us too much too quickly, it's like the animal that's given basar to eat, the lion that's given basar, or the para that's given the karshinin, that, or the child that's given all the money and is put al pesach hazonos. So mayasa ben shlo yechta, a person is always going to sin in that kind of circumstance. The Gemara then tells us that after he's rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Moshe Rabbeinu was rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem says to him, Leich migdulascha, raid migdulascha, klum nasati l'cha gedula l'bishvil Yisrael, the whole reason I gave you a position of authority was because of Klal Yisrael. Once Klal Yisrael sins, ata lamali, I don't need you anymore. So Moshe recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of hinting to him that he does have the ability to intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and he takes that Pesach and he does intercede on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells us that God offers to start fresh with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you know what, let me get rid of these people. We'll start fresh. I'll make you into a guy gadol. But Moshe Rabbeinu grabs HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the beged, and he says to him that how could you possibly do that? A kisei that had Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov as three legs of the kisei couldn't stand when you got angry. So how is one leg going to be able to stand? So, and plus, I would never be able to face Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, because what would they say about me? What kind of leader was I if I allowed Klal Yisrael to be destroyed? The Gemara then tells us that Vayichal, Vayichal Moshe as Pnei Hashem, Vayichal could have six different interpretations. Either it means that Moshe kept on going until Mechila was given, or until Hashem was Matir Zon Neder, or until he was willing to kill himself over it. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to kill himself over this tefillah by saying Mechenina Misifrecha, or he was trying to cause Rachamim to be Chal, Vayichal, or Chulun Ulach Lasos Kadavar Azeh, that he's telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is beneath you to do something like this, or the final possibility is that he davened until he literally got sick, until his bones were burning with some sort of fever. Toward the bottom of the Yom, the Gemara tells us that Moshe argues that people will think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is too weak to beat the 31 kings. So if you don't bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to say that Tashash Kocho Kinekeva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was too weak to be able to make it happen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moda that he was correct. The Gemara then tells us that if a person wants to daven, Lo'olim Yisadar Adam Shivcho Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Achar Kach Yisrael, first he should be Shabbat Hashem, and then you ask whatever it is that you need. On the top of Lam Beis and Beis, the Gemara tells us, Gedola Tefila Yosef Maisim Tovim. Tefila is stronger than Maisim Tovim. And then it tells us, Gedola Tainis Yosef Mer Tzedakah. Fasting is stronger than Tzedakah. And Gedola Tefila Yosef Mer Karbanos. Tefila is even stronger than Karbanos. And it has rayas for each one. Then it tells us the well known halacha that Kol Kohen Shaharagas HaNefesh Lo Yisa Eskapav. Any Kohen, whoever murdered, is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim because they have blood on their hands. And then the Gemara tells us, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash Ninalu Shari Tefila, the gates of Tefila are closed since the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the Shari Dima remain open. The gates of tears are still open for us. Then the Gemara discusses about being Marich B'Tefila, how if it's appropriate or not appropriate for a person to daven long. So the Gemara says it depends. If you're also Ma'ayin Bo in the Tefila, then that's a bad thing. Rashi says that means if you expect that you have it coming to you that the Tefila should be answered, that you're deserving, that the tefillah must be answered because you're being marich, then it's a bad thing. It's just going to cause you to have ke'ev lev, which can only be fixed through Talmud Torah. But if you're just marich b'tefillah without any expectations, then it's a wonderful thing. And then the Gemara tells us, as the wide lines begin, arba tzrichin chizuk, ve'elein Torah, ma'isen tovim, tefillah v'derech eretz. Four things that require constant pressure, constant work, always going at it, is Torah, ma'isen tovim, tefillah, and derech eretz. And the Gemara tells us of a whole conversation where Klal Yisrael says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could you forget us? How could you abandon us? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, abandon you? The whole cosmos was created only because of you. Chas v'sholom, I would never forget you. What do I forget? I forget the Chet HaEgel. Do I forget Har Sinai? No, I would never forget something like Maamon Har Sinai. Only things like the Chet HaEgel. Then toward the end of what we read this morning, the Gemara tells us that it's appropriate Chassidim Arishonim used to wait an hour before they daven, and again an hour after they daven. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, three tefillos a day, an hour before, an hour after each one, and an hour that you spend davening each one, that's 9 hours. When did they ever learn Torah? When did they ever do work? Mitoch she'chassidim eim, torasa mishtamerasu malachta nusparechas. Because there are such great chassidim, somehow Kodesh Baruch Hu saw to it that their Torah should still be there, their malachas should still be there, even though they spend so much time in tefillah. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.